Georgia left wing Schulte being guarded by Hash. And it's stolen by Hash. And it's 2-on-1 North Huron. Into flag inside the lane. This one's good. Flag with 6 points. Pushes the lead back to 11 for North Huron. And more importantly, the first points of the third quarter.
Well, also, if you notice, too, North Huron changed the defense and to a man-to-man.
And Gus gets it. Drives the driver to the lane, and he is tripped up on the way. That's a foul against North Huron. Fouls against number 12, Mike Strzeski, his second. Support Hero, Fort Hope will get it underneath their own hoop. On the left side of your radio, trailing 24-35 North Huron. Right into Coghlan at the left right block. And it's still loose. And a jump ball. And that goes to North Huron.
By going to a man-to-man, Coach Emke, you know, really did a nice move there. He knows that they was going to switch it up for Fort Hope. And got them into a situation where they could go ahead and get some transition, and the rest was history.
John Tatton goes into the lane for the runner. This one's no good. Last touch by Blue Jersey, North Huron, that would be, and Fort Hope ball. 2:15 left in the third quarter. A very quick game here. It's only 8:07 on your FM dial, 102.1 FM. WLEW Sports, North Huron at Fort Hope. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with the call here tonight. North Huron leads by 11, 35-24. Coghlan on the right wing feed into Deere, working from the post. Goes and spins, and we have another jump ball. This one's going to go to Fort Hope. Plenty of jump balls tonight, John.
When that ball, you know, made a post feed, or made it into the post anyways, with Cody Deere, it was amazing to see how North Huron sagged on that like they wouldn't believe. It is then that Cody Deere needs to go ahead and kick it back out, and they've got some opportunities for a three-point shot.
And McNeil for the three goes no good. Rebound 10. Over to Moore, and here comes the Warriors. Over to Sandy from the right block, goes up for the shot. And the snake, he was fouled on the way up. Kyle just said he was standing straight up. And that will be the third foul on number 25. Kyle just the nearest thing to foul trouble for Fort Hope. That's the third team foul of the half. The line shooting two is John Tatton. First one is up, and this one, much like that egg, John, didn't hit anything.
What I'm most impressed with is not one person in here said air ball. That's sportsmanship, and that's really great.
Second free throw up. And this one's good. So Tan now has 4 points. Weiss checks back in, replaces McNeil. Fort Hope working with 6 people tonight, which is their norm. It's 36-24. 36. Turned over to Huron. Minute 40 left in the third. Coghlan for three from the right wing. This one's short. Rebound. More for North Huron. Drives right into the lane for the jump shot inside the free throw line. Moore now with 5 points. Now a 14-point lead once again for North Huron. Here for the two from the right elbow, no good. Rebound by Gus, no good. It's still loose. And number 12 for North Huron, Strzeski. Mike Strzeski gets it. Goes right down the lane. Kicks it across the paint. Takes out a Fort Hope player. No call. And kicks it out to the pass. He comes back from the free throw line. This one's good. Justin Hatch with his first points of the night. It's now North Huron 40. Fort Hope 24. 16-point lead once again for the Warriors. 45 seconds left in the third. Kyle Gus. Now the ball down the key over to Weiss. Weiss. But he tries to feed it into Gus. And it's tipped away by North Huron's defense. 30 seconds left in the third. Back to the top. Krzyzewski for three. No. Bounces twice. And it's rebounded by Kalega. And on the putback, he is fouled by a blue star. So he'll be sending Kalega to the line for two. Foul is on number 13, Cody Deere, his first. Team's fourth. At line shooting two, Nick Pelega. He's already missed two on the night. This one's good. Pelega has 7 points now. And McNeil checks in for Schulte for Fort Hope. Those here in the student section, Thompson for the player, Pelega, as he sinks the second one in spite. Now with 8 points on the night, 42-24, 14-point lead for the Warriors. McNeil down to the right corner, and now we have an off-the-ball call. Going to be against North Huron. Against number 44, Brandon Moore, his first as a hold. Team second, actually fourth, of the half. Fort Hope inbounds it to McNeil for a long two. Foles on the line, goes up, good rebound to Kalega. Stolen by Weeks, and he puts it up, he misses it. And Kalega rips down the rebound. Here comes Moore, Moore of North Huron. Holds to a wide open touchdown. Before the buzzer, and it is good. And at the end of the third quarter, it's Fort Hope 24, North Huron by 20, 44. We're after the fourth quarter next on WLEW Sports.
The fastest mobile 4G LTE service on the face of the planet is now available in the Thumb area. And the only towers you'll find the fastest 4G LTE service in the Thumb is at Thumb Cellular. Comparing Thumb Cellular's fast 4G LTE service to the other guys is like riding a tricycle on a NASCAR track. With 10 times the speed of 3G, you can video chat with no lag, download music files in seconds, use voice and data simultaneously on your smartphone. If you want to get up to speed, then head to any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for a complete demonstration on these blazing speeds. And when you leave the Thumb area, your phone will then access Verizon's 4G LTE service nationwide with more coverage than all other networks combined. The best just got better. See Thumb Cellular today.
Fourth quarter underway. Kyle Case in there for North Huron. It's 5 checked in for the Warriors to start the fourth. Here comes Deere for Fort Hope from the left side for the layup. I think it's good. Cody Deere with 7 points brings Fort Hope back within 18 points. 44-26. In the fourth quarter, 7.5 to play as the jump shot from the baseline from the left side from Kaczynski. Matt Kaczynski goes no good. And we have an off-the-ball call to Steven Weiss. That would be his third for Port Hope and the team's fifth in the half. North Huron will get the ball underneath their own hoop on the right side of your radio. Port Hope back in the 2-3 zone, and Colin Gus gets a hand on it, bounces out of bounds. 7.5 exactly to play. 44 North Huron, Port Hope 26. North Huron only outscored Port Hope in the third quarter, 11-8, mostly in part because North Huron had scored for nearly 5 minutes. Or to the right corner, into the block, into the paint. For North Huron, into number 35, Matt Kaczynski. The layup is good. 4 points. Pushes it back to, or 4 points for Matt Kaczynski. Pushes it back to a 20-point lead, 46-26. Coughlin over to Weiss, left wing, being guarded by Seaman. Skip pass into the right elbow to Deere with the runner from his left hand. Goes no good and rebound at North Huron. Number 10, Nick Goreski. Layup is no good in the transition, and number 43 is there for the back. That's Justin Clark. He now has 4 points. Largest lead of the night, 22 points, 48-26. Looks like Port Hope's losing steam here, John.
Yeah, they've taken themselves out of the game mentally. Maybe some of the calls might have done it, but they've got six guys, and after all, they're playing the entire game.
And an and-one is coming for Jesse McNeil. He went into the lane and pulled up for the jump shot, get fouled on the way. Shot is good, and he gets one free throw.
Falls on Nick Goreski.
And that is on Nick Goreski. As the free throw is no good. Fifth team foul for North Huron. As North Carolina's trying to slow down, goes into the baseline to Justin Clark, out to number 35. Matt Kaczynski now down to the key to Seaman. Over to the right wing to Nick Goreski for three. No. Rebound Seaman, though, and he can't hang on to it. White ball. .611 left in the fourth quarter. 48-28, North Huron by 20. In the little town with a big welcome, Fort Hope, Michigan. Over the Blue Stars. As McNeil passes over to Gus, and he can't hang on to it. And it goes right out of bounds, North Huron ball. Here comes Dustin.